707 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Friday. Yeah, heading into the weekend. Of course, that means Dr. Bill with the weekend weather scale. That's coming up at 7:35. Plus, we'll check in with Larry Kirby from LCM. Alec Naiman joins us, lets us know what's cooking. That's all happening this morning. And it's been a week of setting highs here on new coronavirus cases nationally and in Alabama. What happened yesterday?
Yeah, we set a new high for numbers of new cases here in Alabama, and the numbers in the United States continue to rise. With the United States, we had 61,067 cases reported yesterday, and there were 637,000 tests reported, so that gave us a 9.6% rate of positive cases, and 960 deaths reported in America yesterday. There still haven't been over 1,000 deaths in a single day in America since June the 9th, but the last 3 days, we've been hovering right around that mark. So the totals now in the USA, 3.2 million total positive cases of coronavirus, and nearly 136,000 have died due to COVID-19. Testing continues to ramp up. There have been over 38 million total tests reported nationally since the pandemic began. In Alabama, we set a new daily record yesterday with 2,164 new cases added. That brings the total to 48,588 confirmed cases in the state, and 1,042 have now died due to COVID-19, also setting new highs with current hospitalizations. There were 33 new hospitalizations yesterday. Our total of people currently hospitalized, 1,125 in Alabama. 10 deaths reported yesterday after 48 combined on Tuesday and Wednesday. The 7-day and 14-day average is 12 deaths per day. And the Alabama Department of Public Health did not add any new test results yesterday. Not sure if that's a glitch in the system or maybe a lag of test sites and hospitals reporting. We did add 6,912 test results on Wednesday. Now, keep in mind, we didn't have test results yesterday, but over the last week, about 15% of the test results have been COVID positive, and over the last 2 weeks, 13.5%. have been positive. At the local level, Mobile County added 103 new cases yesterday with one new death. The totals now for Mobile, 4,418 positive cases with 137 deaths. Baldwin County added 75 new cases yesterday, bringing their total to 1,114 positives and 10 deaths after Baldwin County yesterday reported their first new death since May 22nd due to COVID-19. Washington County's numbers now stand at 127 positives with 7 that have died. Clark County, 294 cases with 6 deaths. Monroe County, 249 cases and 2 have died. Kanaka County, 227 cases with 7 deaths. Escambia County, 452 cases with 8 deaths. Choctaw County, 202 cases with 12 deaths. And Wilcox County, 296 cases with 8 deaths. And taking a look at the three counties hit hardest in Alabama by the pandemic, Mobile County, Jefferson County, and Montgomery County. Jefferson County's numbers continued to rise. Yesterday, they added 343 new cases and one new death. They've got 6,030 positives, about 1,600 more than Mobile and Montgomery counties. There have been 162 that have died in Jefferson County, 25 more than Mobile County. Yesterday, Montgomery added 64 new cases and 0 new deaths. They now have 4,339 cases with 109 that have died.
All right, Dalton, with those numbers, appreciate the update. 7:12, and yesterday, Supreme Court busy. We'll talk again about the story of Oklahoma and the eastern half of Oklahoma being determined to be reservation land and not United States territory. That one was very big. I wonder where that goes. Also, one that got a lot of discussion, of course, the Supreme Court allowing the prosecutor but not Congress to look at President Trump's financial records. Bob Constantini from Westwood One with more.
An hour before the rulings, President Trump tweeted out in all caps, "Presidential harassment." The Supreme Court has cleared the way for his tax and business records to eventually get into the hands of a Manhattan grand jury, though it may not be immediate. The court turned down the president's arguments that while in office, he has absolute immunity from investigation subpoenas, criminal or congressional. On that last point, the justices also ruled 7-2, Mr. Trump does not have to turn over his tax returns to several House committees, not because he's immune, but because the demands are overly broad. At the same time, the ruling takes the White House to task for broad refusals to cooperate. In the afternoon, the president was looking at the ruling as a sort of win, but reverted to the phrase he frequently used with the Mueller investigation and the Ukraine probe that led to his impeachment.
Basically, starting all over again, sending everything back down to the lower courts, and you start all over again. And from a certain point, satisfied. From another point, I'm not satisfied because, frankly, this is a political witch hunt.
While House Democrats did not get a clear victory in their attempt to force Mr. Trump to disclose business and tax records, Speaker Nancy Pelosi took some comfort in Justices Gorsuch and Kavanaugh siding with the majority.
The Supreme Court, including the president's appointees, have declared that he is not above the law.
At her briefing, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said the president still believes he has absolute immunity while he is in office.
If the president still believes he has absolute immunity, it makes him sound as though he thinks he's above the law while he's president of the United States, at least.
Absolute immunity is a legal term of art that the executive is imbued with many constitutional authorities, many responsibilities. He must be able to operate unencumbered.
The justices did effectively toss the matters back to lower courts, making it very unlikely any of Mr. Trump's financial records will be made public before the November election. Bob Costantini, the White House.
I just wonder, with the leaky nature, there are many that say that it's not going to leak because of grand jury being involved here, but when those records hit the prosecutor in New York's desk, you think there's no chance it leaks back to Congress?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I wonder, we'll watch that one. All right, 714 FM Talk 106.5 on the way. Dr. Bill with our forecast. Dalton's got sports coming up.
Yeah, bad news for those hoping for a semi-regular 2020 college football season. The Big Ten becomes the first Power 5 conference to say they're only playing conference games this fall. And the NFL has laid out their coronavirus prevention plan for the upcoming season. Got more coming for you up in sports.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Alabama's reported more than 2,100 new cases of coronavirus in the state Thursday. That's 1,000 more than reported the day before. However, only three deaths were reported statewide. Mobile County continues to hover around the 100 case mark and adds one new death. Following a record day in Baldwin County Wednesday, 85 new cases were reported Thursday with one new death. Gulf Shores City Schools announced its safe return to school plan. Like other school districts, there is a traditional in-school option and a virtual option. Students can change their education option after one quarter. For more information on Baldwin County, Washington County, and Gulf Shores City Schools, visit WKRG.com. Pritchard police have made an arrest in an early Wednesday morning murder. 19-year-old Christopher Sims is accused of killing James Cunningham on Turner Road. Cunningham had been shot several times. Police did not say what led to that shooting. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
Floyd, what is it with politicians and spending?
What's the game, Earl? Forget those jokers in Congress.
No, it's the county commission. Did you know Jerry Carl back giving $100,000 of tax money to that contemporary art center downtown?
For what?
Well, they had a show with a tumbleweed in a plastic box.
A tumbleweed?
Yep. An artist who does proto-feminist stuff is up next.
Thank you, Jerry Carl. Doesn't he say he's wise with spending?
Wise? Carl voted to use $180,000 in hotel tax money to fund a tennis league.
Carl made noise about not taking a paycheck in office.
But Carl changed his mind and started taking $80,000 a year after all.
Now Carl says he'll back Trump. What if he changes his mind about that too?
Right. If you like Donald Trump in the White House, you won't like Jerry Carl in Congress.
Paid for by Club for Growth Action. ClubforGrowthAction.org and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Club for Growth Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
My trip to Israel last year profoundly changed me. I traveled from Gethsemane, where Christ prayed, to Mass on the Sea of Galilee. I went to Bethlehem to see where he was born, and then to his tomb where he rose from the dead. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan, but it was a place at the Sermon on the Mount where we were taught the Beatitudes that gave me a renewed sense of purpose, to always protect the hopeless, the helpless, and the powerless. Those principles are why I used my good fortune to help build the Morgan & Morgan Hunger Relief Center at Second Harvest, and why we have spent millions of dollars to raise the minimum wage in Florida. My purpose today is different than when I first started. My firm has been my ministry after my brother Tim was hurt. Never did I think we would become the largest injury firm in the world, but here we are, and we are here for you. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Morgan & Morgan, for all God's people.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
right, 717 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Some bad news for those of us hoping for a semi-normal 2020 college football season. Yesterday, the Big Ten became the first Power 5 conference to announce that it will go to a conference-only season for all fall sports, including football. In a statement, the Big Ten said, "We're facing uncertain and unprecedented times, and the health, safety, and wellness of our student-athletes, coaches, game officials, and others associated with our sports programs and campuses remains our number one priority." Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren later said that while the Big Ten intends to be on the field this fall, there may not be any football at all.
One thing we have to realize that this is not a fait accompli that we're going to have sports in the fall. We may not have sports in the fall. We may not have a college football season in the Big Ten. And so we just wanted to make sure that this was a next logical step to always to rely on our medical experts to keep our student athletes at the center of all of our decisions and make sure that they are as healthy as they possibly can be.
The Big Ten said that all student-athletes that choose not to participate in sports in the upcoming academic year because of their concerns will continue to have their scholarships honored. The marquee non-conference matchups that are lost to the Big Ten's decision include Michigan's road game at Washington, Ohio State's trip to Oregon, Michigan State's home game against Miami, and Wisconsin's contest against Notre Dame at Lambeau Field. And while the Big Ten is the first Power 5 conference to make the decision to play conference-only games, other conferences are now exploring that possibility and seem to be unaware that the Big Ten would be making that decision yesterday. The SEC said yesterday it continues to meet with campus leaders to, quote, determine the best path forward for fall sports. And Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby said in a statement that he's been advised to move ahead slowly and plan for all available scenarios. Meanwhile, the ACC has already said it would delay all fall sports until at least September 1st. That doesn't quite matter for the football team, but according to Brett McMurphy from Stadium, a conference-only schedule has been discussed in the ACC, and the plan has been shared with its head coaches. The Pac-12 said it's not yet made a determination on fall sports for its conference. The Ivy League, which is not a Power 5 conference, has ruled out playing all sports this fall. The NFL and NFL Players Association have outlined game day protocols and an infectious disease emergency response plan for training camp. According to USA Today, the documents were sent to teams on Wednesday night. Notable highlights for the planned response to the pandemic include no one with a body temperature of 100.4 degrees or higher being allowed into the stadium on game days, and the encouraged but not always required use of masks on the sidelines. Social distancing of at least 6 feet and no sharing of personal items will be mandated in the bench area. Home teams must stay at hotels the night before games and report to the stadium via bus. The protocol also outlines disinfecting policies of the locker and training rooms. And players from opposing teams will not be allowed to be within 6 feet of each other after the game, meaning jersey exchanges shall be prohibited. So they can hit each other, tackle each other, all those
no
things during the game.
Exchange.
But as soon as that final buzzer rings,
it's all different.
Better not get close. Major League Soccer returned to the pitch on Wednesday for the MLS's back tournament. One team, Dallas FC, had already been withdrawn from the tournament after 10 players and a coach tested positive for COVID-19. Yesterday, another team, Nashville SC, was also withdrawn from the tourney after 9 players tested positive. Orlando City SC won the first match of the tournament on Wednesday night 2-1 over Inter Miami. Yesterday, the Philadelphia Union and New England Revolution won their matches. Tonight at 8, the Seattle Sounders will take on the San Jose Earthquakes. The tournament at the Wide World of Sports Complex in Orlando, Florida, is scheduled to run through August 11th, followed by the resumption of MLS's 2020 regular season. Colin Morikawa leads after round one of the Workday Charity Open at Murfield Village Golf Club in Ohio. Morikawa shot an opening round 65 on Thursday to take a one-stroke lead over Canadian Adam Hadwin. A group of four golfers are 2 shots behind the leader at 5 under par, while 11 more, including Justin Thomas, are 3 shots back. The second round began this morning at 5:50. It'll air on the Golf Channel beginning at 2 this afternoon. 7:22 on FM Talk 106.5. That's sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. If you drive an electric car, then you've probably heard about a credit you may qualify for from the U.S. government. Owners of cars, including the Chevrolet Bolt and the Nissan Leaf, may be eligible for up to a $7,500 federal tax credit. Remember, you only get the credit for the year you bought the car. And there's a phase-out in place that takes effect after manufacturers sell a certain number of cars. But be sure to note, Tesla and General Motors have hit that threshold. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers, and Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be hot with a few afternoon thunderstorms and temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, isolated afternoon thunderstorms and hot with highs in the upper 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
That's right!
This is where we see the best of America.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the Pierce Law Firm.com Traffic Center. We've had a good start so far this morning. Disabled 18-wheeler slowing up traffic on the interstate northbound 65, but it's not in the roadway. It's around the 27-mile marker. And still no delays across the Bayway coming in from the Eastern Shore. Pierce Law Firm, helping you find relief from your debt. With offices in Daphne, Spanish Fort, Baymanette, Atmore, and Foley, Allison Pierce can offer you a hassle-free bankruptcy process at PierceLawFirm.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 725 FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill's on the way with a weekend weather scale. I don't know how the effect, what kind of effect we're going to have for the fact that he said the hottest temperatures of the year coming our way for the next couple days, but we'll find out when he puts a number on it about 10 minutes from right now. And right now, let's say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM and a weekend ahead, and let's talk inventory. Hey, Larry.
Good morning, Sean. Yeah, inventory is great. We've had a big week, but we got more inventory coming daily, as always. So we've got a great selection of just about everything you could ask for.
I tell you what, the other day you had all those great diesel trucks, but and that gets me excited. But you've got gas misers as well. You got the whole other end of the spectrum.
Absolutely. You know, we've got gas miser cars. We got small trucks. We got family sedans. We've got sport cars. You know, we got third rows. We got mid-size SUVs, plus we got the two-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, gas, and diesel trucks.
I love it. All right, let's talk about financing options.
Financing is great. You know, we've got a bunch of lenders we've had for years. We're also always searching for better, or not necessarily better, but more sources for lenders, and we've got some signed with a new group in the past week that's expanded that options.
Well, good deal. Give us directions to come check out inventory and talk financing.
Come see us, Highway 9 at Plantation Road. Visit us online at LCMMotorCars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
All right, Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. All right, Dalton, I got to ask you this.
Okay, ask me.
So, because I've asked you this question over the months, are we going to be playing college football this fall?
I think so.
Okay, you're sticking with it.
I'm not wavering. Now, I did a couple weeks ago when you asked me, I said there's a chance that the conference has moved to a conference-only system, and we're starting to see those dominoes fall with the Big Ten yesterday.
Yeah, because Ivy League is out. They're completely out on all their sports.
But, you know, the problem here is there's just too much money involved in college. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing that there's so much money involved with college football.
Well, it means people's jobs.
It does. And we're seeing not just jobs, but scholarships. So many teams or so many schools. We saw Stanford, who has always boasted about how many athletic programs they have. I think they had 36.
Mm-hmm.
They canceled 11 of their athletic programs, not because football's been canceled, but just because of what's already happened with the pandemic, with basketball season and all that going on. So if college football is not played this upcoming season, we will have seen nothing like this before. There will be so many sports that are canceled at all of these different schools, whether it's lacrosse, you know, rowing. I think even some teams will get rid of their baseball and basketball teams, and even some teams that have to cancel their football programs just because football isn't played this upcoming season. So I think even if they have to move to conference only, they will play football this fall, even if it's 8 games, 6 games, something of the like. But there will be football, in my opinion.
Eventually, if enough conferences go conference only, then it's going to force the others to go conference only because they're not going to have people to play.
That's exactly right.
But there's a critical mass. I don't know how many conferences need to go conference only before the rest of them would capitulate and say, well, there's nobody for us to play out of conference.
And, you know, it really stinks for schools like South Alabama and Troy, who schedule these. They had SEC games scheduled this year. South Alabama was supposed to play Florida. They get big paydays for playing these big schools.
Yep.
That probably won't happen this year. I'm hoping that when they do these conference-only schedules, they push those games back to next year and fill them in with the conference games this year so that these smaller schools still have the availability, still have the opportunity to play the bigger schools down the road.
How many games in a conference-only year? Is it 10? Or
Some are saying 10 games. That's what the Big Ten is talking about right now. But we'll have to see.
All right. 7:29, we'll check in with Dr. Bill Williams. He's got a weekend weather scale and a look at tropical weather activity for the Big Apple. That's coming up. Plus, news headlines from WKRG. They're next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Wiles. WKRG News 5. Alabama's reported more than 2,100 new cases of coronavirus in the state Thursday. That's 1,000 more than reported the day before. However, only 3 deaths were reported statewide. Mobile County continues to hover around the 100 case mark and adds 1 new death. Following a record day in Baldwin County Wednesday, 85 new cases were reported Thursday with 1 new death. Gulf Shores City Schools announced its safe return to school plan. Like other school districts, there is a traditional in-school option and a virtual option. Students can change their education option after 1 quarter. For more information on Baldwin County, Washington County, and Gulf Shores City Schools, visit WKRG.com. Pritchard police have made an arrest in an early Wednesday morning murder. 19-year-old Christopher Sims is accused of killing James Cunningham on Turner Road. Cunningham had been shot several times. Police did not say what led to that shooting. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
Hey, y'all. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is closed on July 4th to celebrate Independence Day, but free delivery up to 25 miles has been extended for 1 more week. Buy any Liberty Long Gun safe, and they'll deliver ground floor up to 25 miles absolutely free. And check out all the specials in their showroom. Just look for the giant yellow safe at exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt, or go to MikeWardSafeSuperstore.com and place an order there. It's service after the sale at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Why go anywhere else?
A 6th new record high in daily coronavirus cases in the last 10 days. 63,000 new cases yesterday. Texas, one of the hardest hit states.
Texas reporting nearly 9,800 new COVID-19 cases and 105 additional deaths linked to the virus. Medical experts believe hospital capacity could be extremely limited in some of the state's largest metro areas by the end of this month. To allow for more beds for COVID-19 patients, Governor Abbott now barring elective surgeries in over 100 Texas counties. The governor urging Texans to wear a face covering in public and stay home when possible. Clayton Neville, Dallas.
The World Health Organization says the evidence is clear there is indoor airborne transmission of coronavirus. In a change to its previous thinking, the WHO now says studies suggest the virus might have been spread in the air. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 177 points at this hour. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Amazon plans to create at least $100 million in stock awards to retain the 900-plus employees of Zoox, the self-driving car startup it offered to buy last month, and can walk away from the deal if large numbers of them turn down job offers from the tech giant. Amazon, which is aggressively expanding into self-driving technology, announced June 26 it had agreed to acquire the Silicon Valley company. Reuters says Amazon will pay $1.3 billion in cash for the takeover, which the parties hope to close by September. The Trump administration plans to finalize regulations this week that will bar the federal government from buying goods or services from any company that uses products from five Chinese companies, including Huawei. The rule could have far-ranging implications for companies that sell goods and services to the U.S. government, since they will now need to certify they do not use products from the companies, even though two of the companies are among the top sellers of surveillance equipment and cameras worldwide. On Wall Street, futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Though the world may change, the mission of Southern Cancer Center will not. Our patients come first, as they always have. It's just our culture. As the area's only community-based oncology practice, our physicians specialize in one thing, cancer. Through early detection, prevention, and survivorship, we provide comprehensive care by delivering cutting-edge therapies, personalized treatment plans, and the respect every patient deserves. See what makes Southern Cancer Center different. Visit us online at southerncancercenter.com.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Okay, so I know you've got this hot temp news for us, and no big surprise. We started off at 80 here at the studio. That was our getting the show started at 80. And I guess this is just the lead-in to what we have to deal with over the next couple of days.
Yeah, and the big thing is the heat index, because the air is very humid. We've had quite a bit of rain over the area over the last couple of weeks, and now we have a situation where there's high pressure building at the upper atmosphere and at the surface, and that's a combination that results in some rather hot weather. So today, look for mostly sunny skies, and then this afternoon we could see a few thunderstorms. Those thunderstorms could provide some temporary relief, but we're going to get up into the mid-90s today, so around 95 or 96 degrees, and then the heat index will be up around 108, possibly as high as 110. Now, tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of an evening thunderstorm. Low tonight in the upper 70s. That means tomorrow morning we'll start out around 80 degrees and building up tomorrow afternoon to the upper 90s. And it'll be mostly sunny, and then just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. The heat index tomorrow will be 110 to possibly 112, maybe even higher than that.
Wow.
Then as we get into Sunday, it'll be mostly sunny again with a few afternoon thunderstorms and temperatures at least into the mid-90s for Sunday afternoon. And then the heat continues Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. A few afternoon thunderstorms, but still a lot of sunshine with highs in the mid-90s.
All right, Dr. Bill, you paint a great picture. So just a few of those thunderstorms to break the heat, not like we've had.
Yeah, that's just a temporary relief from the heat. And in addition, of course, to the heat, we actually have another named storm, tropical storm, on the East Coast. It's just off the coast of Virginia and Delaware. Highest winds about 50. It's Tropical Storm Fay, and it's expected to move right across New York City late tonight and as a tropical storm, and then move on up through New England over the weekend.
And elsewhere in the tropics, we're looking good. It's quiet across the Caribbean, the Gulf of Mexico. And we have a tropical wave about halfway between Africa and the Caribbean. We don't expect anything from that disturbance as it moves to the west.
All right, Dr. Bill, with all that being said, and the weekend ahead, we've got a lot of things were canceled out there, but we still have the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament going on tomorrow, and people wanting to get outside at some point of the day. We've got a big weekend ahead, so it's time for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale that lies somewhere between 1 and 2. Dr. Bill, what do you say?
Well, you should be able to get outside. There's only just some widely scattered afternoon thunderstorms, but the problem is the heat and the humidity, and that really drops the scale a bit. But I'm still going to go with a 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
7820.
That's pretty good. I mean, so other than the deductions for for heat, we might be in the 1-8 category, right?
That's correct, because a few afternoon thunderstorms is not unusual for this time of year, but we start getting into the mid and upper 90s, and then a heat index of 110. That's rather unpleasant.
Understatement of the day. Thank you, Dr. Bill. I appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There he is, staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams with your weekend weather scale. Right, 7:38, we'll check traffic with Kane coming up. Dalton's got sports. Alec Naiman will tell us what's cooking. And want to talk to you as well, turning up your voice in the 8 o'clock hour at 343-0106.
Do you hate having to drag your boat, trailer, or RV to the tire store and have to wait several hours for the work to be completed? What if the tire store came to you? This is Scott Blair, owner of 2U Tire and Tire Industry Association certified instructor. We can come to your home or storage facility to install your tires. We have air jacks to gently lift the trailer, then mount and balance your tires on site. We even offer nitrogen inflation. Many of our clients have had horror stories with tires blowing out, so we usually increase the ply rating of the tire to be able to handle more weight. We even replace many 10-ply rated tires for the heavier 14-ply steel sidewall tires that don't have tendency to flex as much. So call us at 251-415-5500 or our website at 2utire.com. That's the number 2, letter U, tire.com.
Mobile Big Coins, how may we help you?
Hey, Ron, it's Dave. I need your help.
What did you do now?
Well, here's the story. So little brother brought me a really cool fishing rod, and I got to test it out last weekend, and I caught a huge speckled trout with a new lure I made.
I don't see the problem.
Okay, so Mama gave Mrs. Dave this beautiful pair of vintage gold dangly earrings. She got them from y'all. And so when the missus takes them off, she lays them right next to my tackle box.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I had the only 18-karat gold fishing lure on the boat, and now I need it fixed. Quick.
We can certainly get those earrings repaired for you.
Okay, Ron, I'm coming right over for the repairs, and maybe while I'm there, something nice for the missus.
We'll be ready, Dave.
Hopefully, you'll never be in the same situation as Dave. But when you want a unique, special gift for any occasion, your first choice should be Mobile Bay Coins. One-of-a-kind jewelry, knives of all types, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, and more.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, find them on Facebook and at MobileBayCoins.com.
Good morning, everyone, from the Alliance Roofing Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear again. You've got the radar between the 65 split and River Duchesne overpass by Rangeline Road, so watch your speed again this morning. But looking good from Cottage Hill, Government, Airport, still no problems across the Bayway or the Causeway. Alliance Roofing has been the most trusted roofer in the Mobile Baldwin County area for over 26 years. Licensed, bonded, and insured from residential to commercial, we have you covered. For your free estimate, call 580-ROOF, Alliance Roofing. And I'm Kane with your and Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 741 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. Check out the website, fmtalk1065.com, and lots to do on there. Get podcast a la carte style by just clicking the podcast tab, or better yet, to subscribe. It's probably the best way to do the podcast.
Yeah, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn, pretty much anywhere you can get your podcast, you can get FM Talk 106.5 right to your phone.
All right, while you're there too, the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question, do you plan to vote in the primary runoff elections on Tuesday? This audience bucking the trend for the rest of the state, 96% of y'all say yes in this. And also just below there, you'll see three big things, top news stories today. You can find these every weekday on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. President Trump's re-election campaign getting a reboot as we have continued coronavirus issues. It's going to be interesting campaigning between now and November.
Yeah, because the big plan for Trump was, I'm sure, much like his campaign strategy in 2015, 2016, when he would perform or hold those rallies in front of sold out crowds, and they were held on basically every single cable news channel. Mm-hmm. Well, now it doesn't look like that's going to be a possibility with the coronavirus raging on.
Also, Mississippi's five largest hospitals say they do not have any ICU beds available. We're looking at this as the spike in coronavirus cases taxing some areas on their ICU and just hospital beds in general. Mississippi in that list. And then coming up at, we'll talk more about this at 8:05 with our buddy John Sharp from AL.com. At a meeting yesterday in front of the Mobile City Council for Mobile Police Department procedures and a discussion of that, what went on and why, we'll find out more from John coming up in just a little bit. And then this story. Yesterday, you know, there's a lot of discussion of Supreme Court decisions, and most of it has been around the president's tax returns, right? And the fact that it is going to the prosecutor's office, but not going to go to Congress. It won't come out till after the election. Okay, there's that. And a lot of people are talking about that. But the other one that really fascinates me is Supreme Court ruling that a large swath of Oklahoma, the state of Oklahoma, eastern side, large swath of Oklahoma belongs to Native American tribes. Now, Barbara Cusack from Westwood One has more.
The U.S. Supreme Court recognized about half of Oklahoma as Native American reservation land. In making the ruling, the High Court overturned a tribe member's rape conviction because the location where the crime was committed should have been considered outside the reach of state criminal law. The decision means that for the first time, much of eastern Oklahoma is legally considered reservation land. More than 1.8 million people live on the land at issue, including roughly 400,000 in Tulsa, Oklahoma's second largest city. I'm Barbara Cusack.
Now, I'm trying to navigate what exactly this all means, and maybe we'll be able to get a little more in-depth on the midday show. But let me point out, too, that maybe there are some other tribes, but they're talking about the Creeks and the Creek, the Muscogee, mm-hmm. right? Creek Nation. So those are the Native Americans that were native to right here in the Southeast that were moved and moved onto reservation land out in Oklahoma. That's the Creek Nation that's out there. Those people that were, the Creek Nation was in what's present day here in Alabama, into Mississippi, into Georgia, into Florida as well, that Creek Nation. So by this ruling, there's the whole eastern half of Oklahoma. They're basically saying that belongs to Creek territory. It's going to be how you navigate that one going forward. I don't know, but we'll talk about it more coming up. And in sports on the way, you've got another conference going to another conference that's now saying, or first conference saying of the Power Five, saying we're just going to play ourselves.
Yeah, so the Ivy League completely canceled football right. for this fall.
And now, somehow I'll make it through Ivy League football.
That Harvard-Yale game is always a barn burner, but we will not have that this fall. But also, the Big Ten said they're going to only play conference games coming up this fall. Will we see the ACC and Pac-12 follow? What does that mean for the SEC? Got more of that coming up for you in sports.
All right, it's on the way in just minutes. Stay close.
Hey, Gulf Coast, Greg Halliday here with Kobe Subaru. If a staycation is part of your summer plans, let Kobe Subaru help. With the Go Anywhere Crosstrek, the luxurious Legacy, or audacious WRX, Kobe Subaru is the place to start. With these vehicles having rates as low as 0%, now is the perfect time to buy. Qualified buyers can put their first payment off till fall and enjoy the summer. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about you.
Not all homes are the same, and neither are all pest control companies. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management has built their business on relationships. A local independent dealer using higher quality products to get better results. Treating indoor and outdoor pests, including mosquitoes, roaches, and fleas. If you're tired of the big bug guys raising prices and lowering their service, call the local experts, Wildlife Solutions Pest Management, 654-6778. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management. This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction and commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. Alabama's reported more than 2,100 new cases of coronavirus in the state Thursday. That's 1,000 more than reported the day before. However, only 3 deaths were reported statewide. Mobile County continues to hover around the 100 case mark and adds one new death. Following a record day in Baldwin County Wednesday, 85 new cases were reported Thursday with one new death. Gulf Shores City Schools announced its safe return to school plan. Like other school districts, there is a traditional in-school option and a virtual option. Students can change their education option after one quarter. For more information on Baldwin County, Washington County, and Gulf Shores City Schools, visit WKRG.com. Pritchard police have made an arrest in an early Wednesday morning murder. 19-year-old Christopher Sims is accused of killing James Cunningham on Turner Road. Cunningham had been shot several times. Police did not say what led to that shooting. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
My name is Dr. Lou Campagnosi, president of the Common Sense Campaign, and I'm asking you to vote for Jerry Carl on July 14th. Jerry's positive message of working together for a better future for all is being drowned out by a constant drumbeat of negative ads coming from the Club for Growth that is supporting Jerry's opponent. Everyone is sick and tired of these negative ads. Did you know that the Club for Growth is against the tariffs Trump put on China? Jerry rejects the Club for Growth's opposition to Trump's tariffs and their free trade philosophy at any cost to American companies and workers. If you want to support Trump, Jerry is the only candidate who has not taken a dime of outside special interest money as his opponent has done. A vote for Jerry Carl is a vote for an independent supporter of American companies and workers who stands against global interests for free trade, no matter who that hurts. Common Sense has trusted Jerry Carl for many years, and we believe he is the only choice for you on July 14th.
I'm Jerry Carl, and I approve this message. Paid for by Jerry Carl for Congress.
Good morning, 748 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Some bad news for those of us hoping for a semi-normal 2020 college football season. Yesterday, the Big Ten became the first Power 5 conference to announce that it will go to a conference-only season for all fall sports. And yes, that includes football. In a statement, the Big Ten said, "We're facing uncertain and unprecedented times, and the health, safety, and wellness of our student-athletes, coaches, game officials, and others associated with our sports programs and campuses remains our number one priority." Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren later said that while the Big Ten intends to be on the field this fall, there may not be any football at all.
One thing we have to realize that this is not a fait accompli that we're going to have sports in the fall. We may not have sports in the fall. We may not have a college football season in the Big Ten. And so we just wanted to make sure that this was a next logical step to always to rely on our medical experts to keep our student athletes at the center of all of our decisions and make sure that they are as healthy as they possibly can be.
The Big Ten said that all student athletes that choose not to participate in sports in the upcoming academic year because of their concerns about the virus will continue to have their scholarships honored. The marquee non-conference matchups that are lost to the Big Ten's decision includes Michigan's road game at Washington, Ohio State's trip to Oregon, Michigan State's home game against Miami, and Wisconsin's contest against Notre Dame at Lambeau Field. While the Big Ten is the first Power 5 conference to make the decision to play conference-only games, other conferences are now exploring that possibility. The SEC said yesterday that it continues to meet with campus leaders to, quote, determine the best path forward for fall sports. And Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby said in a statement that he's been advised to move ahead slowly and plan for all available scenarios. Meanwhile, the ACC has already said it would delay all fall sports until at least September 1st. And according to Brent McMurphy from Stadium, a conference-only schedule has been discussed in the ACC, and the plan has been shared with its head coaches. The Pac-12 said it has not yet made a determination on fall sports for its conference. The Ivy League, which is not a Power 5 conference, has ruled out playing sports at all this fall. The NFL and NFL Players Association have outlined game day protocols and an infectious disease emergency response plan for training camp. According to USA Today, the documents were sent to the teams on Wednesday night. Notable highlights for the planned response to the pandemic include no one with a body temperature of 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit or higher being allowed into the stadium on game days, and the encouraged but not always required use of masks on the sidelines. Social distancing of at least 6 feet and no sharing of personal items will be mandated in the bench area. Home teams must stay at hotels the night before games and report to the stadium via bus. The protocol also outlines disinfecting policies of the locker and training rooms. And players from opposing teams will not be allowed to be within 6 feet of each other after the game, meaning that jersey exchanges will be prohibited.
Yeah, but you can wrestle around during the game.
Yeah, you can tackle them, you can block them, you can get all that, up in their face mask.
Right, but that doesn't get you the COVID.
Yeah, when the buzzer ends, that's when you got to worry about the coronavirus. 752 on FM Talk 106.5. That's sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be hot with a few afternoon thunderstorms and temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, isolated afternoon thunderstorms and hot with highs in the upper 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic no-fault lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window 10 places.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. As the sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, like many, COVID-19 has pushed many of our events back to the future. But slowly and safely, we're moving ahead. As we enter the second half of summer, our current schedule of sports events includes competitions in youth basketball, youth baseball, softball, and even turkey calling. For more info as well as daily updates, visit MobileSportsAuthority.com. Go all out. We do.
Good morning from the PierceLawFirm.com Traffic Center. New accident at Mobile Police Department working at Dolphin Street and North Scott Street. It's going to be without injuries. They've called for the record. Still no delays across the Bayway. Light traffic from Daphne and Spanish Fort. From Malvis to Loxley and I-10, watch for the state troopers. Enjoy a day of summer fun for the family at Kids Golf Discovery Day at Bellingrath Gardens Wednesday, July 15th. From 9 to noon, you can sign up for a guided cruise on Fowl River. Get details at bellingrath.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
If you love fishing or know someone who loves fishing, FM Talk 106.5 wants to see your pictures. Share your best fishing photo in the comments of our weekly fishing photos post on Facebook, Trophy Picks, or Kids First Minnow. New or old, we want to see them. Then get your family and friends to like your photo. The picture with the most likes wins an FM Talk 106.5 fishing team shirt. And listen for your shout out on FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, Saturday morning at 7 on FM Talk 106.5.
7:55 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings Friday style, and when it's Friday style, we check in with our buddy Alec Naaman at Naaman's Catering. And first of all, Alec, you're I guess hoping that I put some back. I froze some snapper because they shut us down a week ago, but we've got snapper on the menu now.
Well, I know, man, when I see you out on that boat and you putting pictures up on the social media thing, I'm thinking, he didn't invite me, okay?
You are on my next trip. We're going to do that. Alec is going with us on our next trip, but I do have some snapper frozen for you. And you're going to help folks cook it this weekend. Tell us about this recipe.
Man, listen, I call this my herb-crusted red snapper, okay? I mean, it could be any fish, but I just love red snapper. I mean, nothing beats it, okay? And basically, I get the oven hot. You know, I turn it on about 375, and I get me out a little baking dish, a little Pyrex dish. And but then I get me a little bowl, and I chop me up some really fine parsley. I put some breadcrumbs in there. I like them Japanese breadcrumbs. I poured just a little bit of wine in there. You know, I drink some. I pour some in the in my breadcrumb.
Sure.
I take me some lemon juice and some lemon zest. I zest up the skin off the lemon, and then I hit it with some oregano and thyme. I put just a little bit of olive oil in it, lots of garlic in it, and some salt and pepper. And then those breadcrumbs, it makes like a little paste, you know, by whittling it up with the wine and all that. And sometimes I'll stick me a little bit of melted butter in there to really get it moist and crusty. And I put some paprika in it so it turns it a little orange, you know. And then I let it paste all up, and then I just lay my fish out in the baking dish, and I just pat this pasty crust all over the top. And then I stick it in the oven at 375, a little bit high temperature, and I let it go for about, I don't know, 10 or 12, 14 minutes, have a long time, my crust kind of browns up a little bit, and man, listen, I take it out, man, I am ready to eat. I just call that my herb-crusted red snapper.
Man, it sounds fantastic. I will put that one into effect this weekend at the Sullivan House. Also, folks who, like me, would like you to do the cooking for us. You've got hundreds of recipes if people go and check it out, and you can do the, what, y'all make, we bake recipes we can pick up, or you can cater the whole party.
Man, we still got the curbside thing going on. If you want a little 4, 5, 6-person family meal package, or just want to pick up some chicken salad or whatever, we don't care what you want. We just want you to want something. So, and we're doing, we know we're booking weddings and after rehearsals into the future, which is always a great sign that people have confidence, they're willing to get married. You know, you and I know about that stuff. And then, you know, we're getting some of the corporates are now finally calling and doing employee appreciation luncheons, and wanting to build the morale, because, you know, morale's kind of tough right now, you know. And I mean, we got to protect our employees, got to protect our customers. We just have to do the right thing, but we still got to get out there and make a living and fight hard. And, you know, I had two signs on my door. One said, gone fishing. Other one said, don't disturb, I'm asleep. Now, I've taken those signs down because nobody took me fishing, and I ain't got time to sleep no more. So God bless us, and we're doing good.
I hear you. All right, let's talk about, once again, the phone number, website, where we can get more info about getting some of your great food.
All right, listen, call us, 473-3900. Same number. I think we've had that number for 30 years, 473-3900. And look us up on the web at namenscatering.com. And give us, you know, check us out on Facebook. I have a little fun on Facebook. I like to put stuff up there and have a good time. But call us if you need something, and I'm going to count on you to take me fishing.
That's
I don't
deal.
Care if we're going in your backyard in that little pond catching minnows, okay? We're going fishing.
All right, that's a deal. That's a deal. Alec,
okay.
David, we'll minnows were better. We'll make that trip happen, and we'll put it all up on YouTube or on Facebook for everybody. How about that?
I'm going to catch the biggest minnow you got.
Okay, good deal. I'd be happy about that. Alec, as always, thank you. It's Alec Naaman at What's Cooking. Do it every Friday here at FM Talk 106.5. Hey, yesterday, Mobile City Council, Mobile Police Department had a meeting about police procedures. John Sharp is going to join us. He's with AL.com. He'll join us next to talk details of what happened yesterday.